Elijah, are you ready to bring on the weird?
Yeah, man, I'm ready. How about you?
Oh, hell yeah. Another important question for you. Are you ready for your second inoculation?
Ooh. Is it Moderna or Pfizer? I don't know.
The second one for Johnson & Johnson is the remedy for the effects that it gives you, right?
What? Oh, I thought you were serious. I was like, what?
Johnson & Johnson's fucked up some people. That's why they pulled it.
Well, I mean, that's... Haven't they been fucking people up for a long time?
Yeah.
What was it that, when it first came out, killed like 60% of the people who got it? Was that smallpox or measles or...
Smallpox was that... We did that one in the quackery episode. That one was just total experiments. They're like, we're just going to rub some of the pus on you. It'll probably be fine. And the kid was fine. They kept trying to infect him over and over and over. Just torture this damn kid. But he was fine.
Yeah, I don't remember which one it was, but when we did the vaccines episode, there was one of them that killed like 60% of the people at first when they first got it. I'm like, yeah, let me rush out and get this one. Let me rush out and get this new one. Fuck that.
No, there's just... In my opinion, there's just too many questions yet. And Pfizer, was it Pfizer? Pfizer recently got approved by the FDA. It hadn't been approved by the FDA for a long time. And I think Moderna is in the process of being approved.
Please stick that in my arm.
Yeah. Well, I think I could be wrong on that. Probably wrong. But it might be approved for kids, 12 to 16, something like that. But still, it just seems like there's too many games with these right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a little leery on it.
Yes. And it's, I know, we're already going off on tangents and shit. Didn't even ask about drinks yet. But it kind of... It rubs me the wrong way how there's so many companies and there's so many entities that are like, hey, well, you get that vaccine, show us your card, and we'll hook you up. You want that cheeseburger from McDonald's? All right. Tell you what, we'll give you another vacation day. That's one thing they offered my wife, like an extra vacation day. I'm like, no.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I saw there's a sign hanging up at Wawa here. And, you know, we said before, Wawa is a big convenience store, gas station in this area. And it said, now hiring, and they are offering a $300 bonus for vaccinated people.
Come on. That kind of stuff rubs me the wrong way. Why is it a reward?
This is Nazi Germany. They were calling Trump a Nazi. This is turning into not... Basically... You're going to have a mark on you showing if you were vaccinated or not. You're going to have to wear the band or you're going to have to wear the yellow star. You know what I mean? Like,
in that aspect, it's Nazi Germany. But there's a lot of people that are like, oh my God, you can't compare them to Nazis.
Well,
but in that aspect, to have a badge of scarlet letter, you're going to have some sort of insignia on you saying, well, this person's okay. Go ahead, let them in.
Yeah. Yep. It's not a good road we're heading down.
No.
Because it is very similar to the road that Nazi Germany headed down at first. You know what I mean? They took the guns. Hey, I don't know, man. Little weird. They're not taking ours yet, but...
Oh, there's going to be... if there's incentive for this... There's going to be incentive for giving up your firearms.
Oh, yeah.
If there isn't already.
There's probably something. They're definitely working on something. I would guarantee it.
Get out of jail free card. Goodness gracious. All right. What are you drinking?
Wait for this one, buddy.
All right.
A Keystone Ice.
What? Keystone.
Yeah, a 24-ounce. I didn't have any beer. This was only $1.25.
Nice.
So I was like, okay, I'll take that. So I got me a Keystone Ice. I don't know if I've ever had this.
One big old Keystone Ice.
It's 5.9% though.
That's all right.
Almost as much as my Dogfish.
Yeah.
Let me give it a taste here. Yeah, that tastes like piss. Oh, buddy. That's not good.
Domestic with ice. What? I don't know what this ice thing is. Because I've never seen them before until I got them that one time. Which wasn't long ago. The Genesee ice. It's supposed to be lighter. I don't know what that trend is.
I don't know. Because there's natural ice, too.
Yeah.
No clue.
Don't know.
What do you got, my man?
I'm having something fruity. My wife decided she doesn't really care for them because they're so damn big. It's a 1 pint of Smirnoff Ice Smash. It's a fruity one, but it tastes good. Peach mango.
How did this happen? We both went with huge cans this time.
Right?
Hey, we're suckers for huge cans. What can we say, you know?
It's all there. It's all in one package. You said 24 ounces?
I was making a boob joke. Big cans.
Woo! Flew right over my head.
Yeah, I got a 24-ouncer. The only thing it says on it is, grab a stone.
Mine's 23 and a half ounces. 1 pint.
Wow, what a bitch.
I guess. But it's 8%, so I've got that going for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to beat me. I'm going to be bummed out when I drink this whole thing and don't feel a damn thing.
You're not going to.
Well, it's like two Dogfish.
You got to pound it.
Yeah.
Chug, chug, chug.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to pound this thing, dude. I might as well just flip my dick up and piss right in my mouth.
God. You got to just...
That was...
Yep. Power through. For either scenario, we have to power through.
I should have took a drink of it, and then before I said anything, just went... Yeah, not good.
Oh, well. You don't have any other beer at all?
Nope. All gone.
What the hell happened? Somebody drank it.
Yeah, I don't know who that guy was.
Anyway, previously on Bring on the Weird.
I should have had some kind of fucking sound effect for that.
I don't know what that would be.
Like, I don't know, maybe. Nah, probably not that.
There might be some moments of that throughout here.
Or maybe like...
Oh my God! Okay, it's happening! Everybody stay calm!
What's the procedure, everyone? What's the procedure?
Stay calm!
Wait.
Everybody calm down!
It's happening.
That might be a fair reaction, too, to some of this.
I'm going to try real hard to not derail this episode like I normally do, since you said you got a lot to get through.
Could be. But by all means, derail all you want. Ask all the questions. I'll be able to answer some or none. We'll see.
Well, I'm sure I'll have some questions.
All right. I think where we left off last, I pretty much just ran down the watchers, the angels who come down from heaven and were like, damn, look at them human ladies.
Yeah, I think that might be where we left off. You're right.
But when I started thinking about that, like, who watches the watchers then? So all these watchers, I think all total, there was 200 of them that came down and started, you know, having their way with the women's. And not only that.
The men?
No.
Oh, okay.
They didn't just have their way with the women and then marry them and all that. They also taught them things, which some of this sounds like not necessarily modern day, but it sounds like witchcraft. Angels teaching humans witchcraft.
Okay.
Or what came to be known as witchcraft in Salem times. So this is the title here, The Watchers Redefine Marriage, but they taught them all this other stuff, among other things that happened. And all the others together with them took unto themselves wives, and each chose for himself one. And they began to go in unto them and to defile themselves with them. And they taught them charms and enchantments and the cutting of roots and made them acquainted with plants. That sounds a little paganistic, sort of.
Yeah, yeah, very paganistic.
And they became pregnant, and they bare great giants, whose height was 3,000 ells, who consumed all the acquisitions of men. And when men could no longer sustain them, the giants turned against them and devoured mankind. And they began to sin against birds and beasts and reptiles and fish and to devour one another's flesh and drink the blood.
Holy crap, dude.
Yeah. Then the earth laid accusation against the lawless ones.
The flood.
Well, eventually.
Oh.
See, at this point, all this shit is going on. So all these giants, it says 3,000 L's, and I looked up an L. And if you go to Google and you try do L's to inches or L's to feet, it is, for some reason on Google, it's 45 inches. And I think they just picked one because I looked it up even on Wikipedia. L's are measured multiple different ways in multiple different cultures. And one of them was 45 inches. But I think in England, what I found was an L was about 18 inches. Or L, elbow, from the tip of your finger to your elbow. L.
Oh.
18 inches. Mine, I measured mine. From the tip of my finger to my elbow, 17 inches.
Huh. I don't have a tape measure here to do it. But, little quick side note, did you know that your foot is the exact length of your forearm from your wrist to your elbow?
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not going to try it, because I'm not a contortionist to stand on my forearm.
But it doesn't look like it should. It looks like, whoa, my foot's not that long.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But, it does work.
Huh. You tried it?
Yeah. Yeah, it fits.
Stand on your forearm?
Look, dude, I'm very, very flexible.
Whoa.
Whoa.
It's a kid show.
Oh, I don't have any sexy music.
It might do it for some. Gillian Anderson.
Who?
And all that. Gillian Anderson? She was Scully?
Oh. I never watched it.
What?
I know. I'm a disgrace to the fucking alien lovers.
But it was all fiction, unless it wasn't.
I'm going to say it wasn't.
I guess maybe some of it wasn't. Like that Jigsaw guy, he was a real circus freak, the correct term. He was tattooed pretty much head to toe, and it was a Jigsaw puzzle.
Oh, I thought you meant Jigsaw from the Saw movies. I was like, that dude was fucking real?
No. We're pretty excited about the new one. We kind of want to go see it.
The new what?
New Saw movie.
Okay. I'm about to embarrass myself again. I've never seen any of them.
None of them?
No.
Goodness gracious.
I don't know. The horror genre, it's just so fucking gory and disgusting to me that I'm...
Yeah, that one is super gory. And, well, I mean, some horror movies... You watch Krampus over the holidays, you said, right?
Yeah. That one didn't bother me.
Well, it's kind of, that one was a little bit crazy.
Yeah, but it's the over-the-top gore, and it's like,
yeah.
It's like everybody who makes a horror movie is like, how many people can we make vomit?
The Saw movies are pretty much that. They are torture porn.
Yeah, yeah.
People are tortured until they expire.
Oh, I think the whole concept... This is going to sound really bad. I think the whole concept is kind of interesting. Like, it's kind of like to get out. Like, I don't know. I've never seen them. But it's something like to get out, you got to cut your fucking pinky off or something. And then, right? Is it something similar to that?
Yeah, you have to. Most of the traps are make a sacrifice.
Right,
of yourself if you want to survive. Because... The people that get put into the traps are people that have hurt somebody else, you know, emotionally or something, or have done wrong in their life. Like the guy who puts them in there sees what these people have done,
mm-hmm.
and he locks them up.
Damn.
Yeah. So I would say the first one, Watch the first one. You could probably skip a couple of them. Watch the fourth one, the third or the fourth one, and then skip a couple more because there's 9 of them.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll watch one and I'll say, all right, that's enough for me.
That's all you need.
Yeah, it's not like they don't scare me. They just fucking disgust me, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like,
okay, like, here we go. What's this person going to do?
I mean, obviously, sometimes I'm like, oh, shit. You know, like, I'll jump and... But it's not like I go home and I have nightmares for 6 months after watching it. You know what I mean? It's just nasty.
Right. Those are torture porn. There's other ones that get to me that seems like they could happen. Like, the zombie thing is just goofy now.
Yeah, the demon shit, like the possessions... They get me, because my first ever horror movie was The Exorcist.
Oh.
And it, like, to this day, I probably still can't watch it. Like, I wouldn't be able to watch it, because it scared the fucking piss out of me as a kid.
No, The Exorcist, Friday the 13th. Nightmare Before, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, there you go. Nightmare Before Christmas. Watch out, here comes Jack Skellington.
What? Oh, shit, he's singing again? Come on.
I wasn't allowed to watch that as a kid.
What?
My parents didn't let me know. My mom, she's super religious, and I guess she thought it was, like, evil.
There's nothing to it. You watched it since, I guess.
Yeah, I've seen it since. I don't know. Look, I grew up a very sheltered child, and look at what I've become. Don't shelter your kids, parents. Unless you want little assholes like me.
Hey, now you're a grown-up asshole. I don't mean that.
No, I'm a stretched-out asshole.
Oh, hey. Ooh. Hey, that's another. Whoa.
Here we go. Look how far in we are. I have derailed us so fucking bad, dude.
Doctrines of demons. So one of the angels, there's just so much that happens before the other angels up in heaven are like, oh, hey, there's something. What's going on down there? So, doctrines of demons. Azazel taught men to make swords, knives, and shields, breastplates, and made known to them the metals of the earth and how to work them, bracelets and ornaments, and the use of antimony, which is, you know, pretty much money, with how to trade with money.
Sounds like anti-money.
Yeah.
Sounds like the opposite of money.
Beautifying of the eyelids and all kinds of costly stones and coloring tinctures.
Did you say unifying of the eyelids?
Beautifying.
Oh, okay.
And there arose much godlessness, and they committed fornication, and they were led astray and became corrupt in all their ways. Some Yaza taught enchantments and root cuttings. Armoros, the resolving of enchantments. So how to counter the enchantments? I don't know. This is like some Harry Potter shit. Barakijo. Barakijal taught astrology, Kokabel, the constellations, Ezekiel, the knowledge of the clouds, Erekiel, the signs of the earth, Shamsiel, the signs of the sun, and Sariel, the course of the moon. And as men perished, they cried, and their cry went up to heaven. So finally, after all that shit, they're having these babies that are 3,000 L, so they're like 4,000 feet, if they're 18 inches. That's where we... went off
that,
track.
Yeah, that seems fucking massive, dude.
Yeah, 3,000 foot fucking babies. I don't know how that's a thing. But, okay. Earth women with heavenly angels make giants that become 3,000 feet. Hmm. Okay.
I don't know. What the hell does an angel look like? Is he like 9 feet tall? I don't know.
Well, if you go through the Bible... Didn't you go through the book of Revelation and the angels were jacked up?
Oh, yeah, they were big.
They were like moths with giant, crazy 7 eyes and 7 wings or something crazy like that.
Some of them, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. To me, it sounds like that's not what I saw in my Sunday school pictures.
See? You read that. You actually read that in the book of Revelation. And somehow in the church, they were like, "Nah, man, we'd like the baby angels with wings and stuff. What happens when they grow up?
Yeah.
They don't get a bunch of eyes and shit. They just get prettier."
Fucking harps.
Right. We're not going to talk about the 7-eye crazy fucking thing over here.
That's no, Mothman.
No. Right? Mothman, he's a heavenly, he's an angel. Maybe he's a fallen angel.
Well, maybe. Maybe he's just coming here to warn us. Hey, look, that fucking bridge is about to collapse.
Guys, want to do something about that? And somebody else shows up, the grinning man shows up out of nowhere.
Indris Cole, is that his name?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing. I don't know if it's full episode worthy, but it's very interesting.
Oh, yeah. Well, finally, the other angels got wind of this. Michael, Uriel, Raphael, and Gabriel, they all look down and they're like, the hell is happening? That's not a question. That's a statement. The hell is happening, God? Yo, what? We got to do something about this. So they went up to God, and they said to the Lord of the ages, Lord of lords, God of gods, King of kings, and God of the ages, the throne of thy glory standeth unto all the generations of the ages, and thy name holy and glorious and blessed unto all the ages. Thou hast made all things, and power over all things hast thou. And all things are naked and open in thy sight, and thou seest all things, and nothing can hide itself from thee. And it goes on and on and on, and they're finally like, Semyaza went down there, and they're with the women of Earth. What are you going to do about this?
I mean, all the stuff before that didn't seem that bad to me. Like, they taught them how to use plants, and they taught them, like, how to use roots of plants and shit like that, like, and how to make tinctures. Like, what's wrong with that?
Right. But it's not really a spoiler, in a sense, I guess, but pretty much at the end of the Book of Enoch, one of the angels is saying that mankind should not have known anything. They should not have had any knowledge besides that heaven existed and angels were there. And God was there, and that's it. Mankind should not have had any knowledge of different kinds of metal, enchantments, reading, none of that. You should have just been animals of the earth.
What?
Pretty much, yeah.
So does that mean, like, we're fucked, we're going to hell, because right now I'm drinking out of a metal can, my mic is on a metal, like, you know what I mean? Like,
basically, as soon as you started reading, that was the sin.
So, wow, okay, this is, I don't like where this is going. I'm too pretty for hell.
How was the saying go? It's better to party in hell than it is to serve in heaven, or something like that.
Oh, God, who says that?
It's not party in hell.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't want to party in hell.
The judgment of God begins. Then said the Most High, the Holy and Great One, spake. Not spoke, spake. And sent Uriel to the son of Lamech, and said to him, go to Noah, and tell him in my name, hide thyself, and reveal to him the end that is approaching, that the whole earth will be destroyed, and a deluge is about to come upon the whole earth, and will destroy all that is on it. And now instruct him that he may escape, and his seed may be preserved for all the generations of the world. That was the beginning of the Noah story.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a whole lot of Noah in here. It's not just Noah went around and collected two of everything. Is that how it goes in the Bible? Like, he went and collected a male and a female lion, male and a female zebra.
I don't think he went and collected them. I think he collected them in the sense that they came to him got on the ark.
So he
Enoch is just a proud grandfather, dude. He's just, you know, talking a lot about Noah. Look what my grandson can do. He built a fucking boat
for all the animals.
Not just a boat, a big ass boat. That's a bab right there.
It's a building. And again, the Lord said to Raphael, bind Azazel hand and foot, and cast him into the darkness, and make an opening in the desert, which is in Dudael, and cast him therein, and place upon him rough and jagged rocks, and cover him with darkness, and let him abide there forever, and cover his face that he may not see light. And on the day of the great judgment he shall be cast into the fire, and heal the earth, which the angels have corrupted, and proclaim the healing of the earth, that they may heal the plague, and that all the children of men may not perish through all the secret things that the watchers have disclosed and have taught their sons. And the whole earth has been corrupted through the works that were taught by Azazel to him, a scribe, all sin.
So it's almost like Azazel, or whatever his name is, was kind of like the anti-Jesus. You know, he came down and taught us some shit, but he took our punishment for that. You know what I mean? So, so it's kind of like, okay, look, it's not their fault that this fucker taught them this. I'm going to really mess him up. And then we'll just kind of let this slide. Like, you guys can know some things, you know, but that guy's done for.
They're just going to bury him in the deepest pit. And, well, I mean, torture. He's just kind of there. He can't get out. They just put him there.
Yeah, I mean, but, like, why couldn't he? You know what I mean? Like, are they, like, do they have a weakness?
I don't know if they have a weakness, but if he's, I don't know what makes it so that he is weakened by whatever happens. Like, you just put a bunch of rocks on an angel. Can't he just kind of wriggle his way out?
Just, like, blast out of it, right? I don't know.
He doesn't have any more heavenly strength.
That's true. He didn't, you know, every once in a while he's got to go back and he's got to touch, like, some fucking statue and just, like, suck in the power. And he's like, ah, I'm an angel again.
Yep. He hadn't been in heaven for quite some time. Having all these babies and giants and Nephilims and all those guys.
Yeah, he went overseas. He didn't bring the right charger adapter. You know, he couldn't charge himself back up.
Nice. It's a foreign land. We don't know what's going on. Sun's not doing it. That's not enough. And to Gabriel said the Lord, proceed against the bastards and the reprobates, and against the children of fornication, and destroy the children of fornication and the children of the watchers from amongst men, and cause them to go forth. Send them one against the other, that they may destroy each other in battle. For length of days shall they not have, and no request that they, their fathers, make of thee shall be granted unto their fathers on their behalf, for they hope to live an eternal life, and that each one of them will live 500 years. So he said, he'd sent Gabriel down there to, look, man, just tell them to go fight each other. Tell them to just keep going. Here, have some swords. Kill each other.
Okay, so, yeah, like America does in the Middle East.
Yeah.
go give them some guns, man. Destroy each other, and we'll take the oil.
I'm so fearful that is so true.
It has to be true. It has to be.
They just give guns to both sides and let them take themselves out. We didn't do it. We didn't do anything.
Yeah, I mean, we know our government's fucked up. So it's really crazy, man, because it's like, what? So does God not control creation? How did they procreate? Isn't he the almighty? You know what I mean? Like,
right. So if these are angels, that's a very good point. If these angels are infinite, if they are forever, then, and he created them, and he's the all creator of the angels, how come he didn't create the angels so that they could not procreate?
Or even, how did they procreate at all? Doesn't God have to put the baby, I don't know, like the soul or something? Like, you know what I mean? Like, how does that happen if, in the biblical sense, because don't all babies come from God or whatever? You know what I mean? Like, that's what how they say it works. We're not scientists.
The soul, that, the soul, the personality of them or whatever.
I feel like the DNA is going to be a little different. You know what I mean? Like, kind of like,
well, they turned into giants and shit.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, like not inbreds, but like, you know, how that DNA gets a little funky once you mix the two together.
It's a little messy. It still functions, but it's a little messy.
Did you ever see that movie, Noah?
No.
You didn't see it?
No.
I think it was, not Kurt Russell. Maybe Gerard Butler. I don't know. Somebody was Noah. But the fallen angels were these giant. They looked like, not fallen angels, the Nephilim or whatever. They were like these giant rock creatures. It was really
like
weird.
Creatures of the earth. Yeah, these giants. They're just these things of the earth. I don't know how. Well, maybe that was after they became them after God did his punishment. That was the punishment, maybe.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I saw it once, and it was a while back.
Now, this next section, they have the site that I'm on. It's called read.thebookofenoch.info. And they have these topics above each paragraph section, each, I don't know, few stanzas of the whole book.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is called 70 Generations from Methuselah to Jesus Christ. So that kind of answers that question. Did Noah happen before Jesus? A long-ass time before Jesus. Methuselah is Enoch's grandfather.
Right.
70 generations. I went back and I was looking through the first born. How old were the parents for the firstborn? So Adam was 130, and I think that was the longest until he had kids. And the shortest span was Methuselah and Enoch. They both had their first son at 65. So that's a big-ass span, 65 to 130 years for a generation. And that translates to 4,550 years to 9,000 years to Jesus. So if you want to go right down the middle, 6,000 years. From Methuselah to Jesus, it was 6,000 years. Kind of, I guess. That's my interpretation. I was saying that a lot in the last episode. Opinion, translate, interpretation, opinion. I mean, that's what I got.
Okay.
So a lot of stuff happened in 6,000 years.
Yeah.
Whole lot. Here's Enoch's call to ministry. Before these things, Enoch was hidden. Before all that stuff, Enoch was hidden, and no one of the children of men knew where he was hidden, and where he abode, and what he had become of him. And his activities had to do with the watchers, and his days were with the holy ones. And I, Enoch, was blessing the Lord of Majesty and the King of the Ages, and lo, the watchers called me, Enoch the scribe, and said to me, Enoch, thou scribe of righteousness, go, declare to the watchers of the heaven who have left the high heaven, the holy eternal place, and have defiled themselves with women, and have done as the children of earth do, and have taken unto themselves wives. Ye have wrought great destruction on the earth, and ye shall have no peace nor forgiveness of sin, and inasmuch as they delight themselves in their children. The murder of their beloved ones shall they see, and over the destruction of their children shall they lament, and shall make supplication unto eternity, but mercy and peace shall ye not attain. So, I mean, throughout all that shit, goes into the next part where he is addressing the watchers themselves. So they told Enoch to go to the watchers. He was kind of this middleman between heaven and the watchers and all that. So Enoch went to the watchers and was like, you guys fucked up.
He's pissed. He's pissed. What did he say? What did he say? Oh no.
Enoch went and said, Azazel, thou shalt have no peace. A severe sentence has gone forth against thee to put thee in bonds, and thou shalt not have toleration nor request granted to thee, because of the unrighteousness which thou hast taught, and because of all the works of godlessness and unrighteousness and sin which thou hast shown to men. And Enoch's writing, it seems weird. He refers to himself third person, and sometimes he doesn't. And then I went and spoke to them all together, and they were all afraid. And they besought me to draw up a petition. So the watchers are like, Enoch, come on, dude. You got to tell God, yeah, we messed up, but we're not going to do it again.
No, we're sorry. We are sorry.
I know. The hell is happening. I know. Go to God. Tell him we're sorry.
I don't do good in the heat. I'm not good with the heat.
Then I wrote out their petition and the prayer in regard to their spirits and their deeds individually, and in regard to the request that they should have forgiveness in length. Wrote out their petition and the prayer in regard to their spirits and their deeds individually. There was 200 of them. We had a lot of time on his hand.
What the fuck? What did he write it on? Like papyrus or something? Or did he chisel it into a stone? Can you imagine carrying 200 fucking tablets to God? Like
that dude on Death Stranding. Just this giant ass backpack of stuff. And then this whole part is kind of goofy. So Enoch's like, yeah, okay guys, I guess I'll take it up to him. And then Enoch went over to the waters of Dan and had a nap.
Well, he was like, look, he's not sending me to hell, so screw these. I'm super tired. These tablets are heavy as hell. I'm going to take a little nap.
And some shit happened. He had some visions, some outrageous visions when he took a nap. I went off and sat down at the waters of Dan, in the land of Dan, to the south of the west of Hermon. I read their petition till I fell asleep. You guys suck.
This was so boring, it woke me to sleep.
God, I'm so sorry. Heart, sad face. And behold, a dream came to me, and visions fell down upon me, and I saw visions of chastisement, and a voice came bidding me to tell it to the sons of heaven and reprimand them. So then he goes back and he's like, dudes, I had this real fucked up dream, and you're gonna believe this. You're not getting back in heaven.
And they're like, yeah, but that was just a dream. What did God say? What did he say? That was just a dream. But, maybe it meant something else.
They bought it. They bought it. He just took the tablets and just tossed them in the waters of Dan. He's like, fuck this. I don't need this.
It's too much stress on this old man.
I'm 625. Give me a break.
Well, you look good for your age. You only look about 570.
Well, thanks, guys. But, you know, maybe it was the nap. The nap perked me up. But listen, during the nap, some stuff happened.
You're still going to hell.
Enoch recounts his dream vision. I saw in my sleep what I will now say with a tongue of flesh and with the breath of my mouth, which the Great One has given to men to converse therewith and understand with the heart. So he's like, I'm going to tell you guys with my mouth what I saw in my head.
And you're going to listen with your heart or something. I don't know.
What other body parts can we name? Because we got lots of time. I don't know when I'm going to die.
And you're just going to spend eternity in hell, so you're never going to die.
So just hunker down, guys. It's going to be a while. Let's see. I wrote out your petition, and in my vision it appeared thus, that your petition will not be granted unto you throughout all the days of eternity, and that judgment has been finally passed upon you. Yea, your petition will not be granted unto you, and from henceforth you shall not ascend into heaven unto all eternity. And in bonds of the earth, the decree has gone forth to bind you for all the days of the world. And that previously you shall have seen the destruction of your beloved sons, and ye shall have no pleasure in them. But they shall fall before you by the sword, and your petition on their behalf shall not be granted, nor yet on your own, even though you weep and pray and speak all the words contained in the writing which I have written. Yeah. So he goes through the whole vision. I'm going to kind of just skim through some of this because it's a lot of... I mean, I liked reading this. I really did. Because it's not... The Bible's tough getting through. You ever just like read down the Bible?
Yes. Very tough.
But this stuff, like, I'm just reading it to you, and it's not that bad. I was interested the whole time throughout this entire thing. It's a giant-ass web page, just scrolling, and just, well, I would say probably like 85%, besides that damn part where they're describing the sun and the portals and the moon and the portals. It goes through this day and that. I don't need to know every day of the 30 days, and you're going to tell me another 30 days because it's in a different... thing of the stop it.
Yeah, we get it. It goes up and down, up and down.
And it moves around the sky. Okay, fine. And the moon's there too. Great. Good. I mean, it's important, but, I guess, but it's very tedious.
Yeah, I was going to say, but, you know, without that, maybe we wouldn't understand how shit works.
But it's very interesting too, because either it's in the translation or the interpretation of the words, that maybe this is some sort of, this is dumbing it down using the words that I've been reading. But they really do break down. Certain months have 29 days or 28 days. This was like, so before Jesus, 6,000 years before Jesus. So what, 10,000 years ago at this point?
Yeah, I guess.
9,000, something like that.
They had months back then?
That's what I was confused about. So many days per month, the sun and the moon will do this. 30 days per month, the sun and the moon will dance in these portals. It goes up in this portal, down in this portal. And the moon comes up in this one and goes down in that one for 30 days and 30 nights. And then on the 31st day, or on the first day of the next month, it comes up in this one and goes down in that one.
Huh.
So that's, I'm kind of wondering if it was somebody's interpretation and they broke it up, but it's a lot.
Yeah. I don't even know what to say.
Right.
It's strange. You know, it's such an old text. Holy shit, you see what time it is?
We're probably way into it. Yeah, we should probably take a break. And then Enoch hears the voice of God.
Ooh, that's a good thing to come back to, I guess, right?
Yes. God said to Enoch, "Fear not, Enoch, thou righteous man and scribe of righteousness. Approach hither and hear my voice. And go, say to the watchers of heaven, who have sent thee to intercede for them, you should not intercede for men and not men for you. Or you should intercede for men and not men for you. Wherefore have ye left the high, holy, and eternal heaven, and lain with women, and defiled yourselves with the daughters of men, and taken to yourselves wives, and done like the children of earth, and begotten giants as your sons. And though ye were holy, spiritual, living the eternal life, you have defiled yourselves with the blood of women, and have begotten children with the blood of flesh, and as the children of men, have lusted after flesh and blood, as those also do who die and perish. Therefore have I given them wives, also that they might impregnate them, and beget children by them, that thus nothing might be wanting to them on earth. But you were formerly spiritual, living the eternal life, and immortal for all generations of the world. And therefore I have not appointed wives for you. For as for the spiritual ones of the heaven, in heaven is their dwelling." So God told Enoch to tell the watchers that. But this was still in Enoch's vision. There's a whole huge section that was just Enoch's vision. And then eventually, when he wakes up from his slumber near the waters of Dan, and he's like, "Damn, I got to go tell the watchers." It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of weird, though, because then you think, like, it's just a dream. Let me go see God.
I don't know. Like, that seems like such an intense dream. He's like, "I got to tell somebody. It's about them. I guess I'll tell them."
Yeah, I mean, I've had intense dreams before, but I didn't go tell the people I had a dream about. You know what I mean? I wasn't like, I don't know, like,
it's crazy. I was in this flying car, and there was dinosaurs and shit, and I saw you there.
Yeah,
I don't know,
yeah, you got ate by a fucking T-Rex, and but just like half of you, and then, you know, you were running around, but you only had part of your body.
And out of nowhere, your arm flew by, high-fived your hand. I know, it was crazy.
Yeah, and they're like, "Get this motherfucker to a hospital ASAP, because he is losing it."
And they're like, "So, was it a wet dream?" Like,
it seems to me like it's going to be very hot and dry where you're going. So, it wasn't very wet.
"And now the giants who are produced from the spirits and flesh shall be called evil spirits upon the earth, and on the earth shall be their dwelling." So that's when the giants, God is like, yep, they're unclean. They're not, they're mud blood. No, see, we don't do that.
Mm-mm.
That's not good.
Nope, you gotta live there on that shit planet where I put those fucking hairless apes.
You and your damn kids. Look at, you made that. You made that, Samyaza.
I kind of know why they took this book out of the Bible now, because it seems to me like it was kind of like God created us just for shits and gigs, you know what I mean? Like, like it wasn't, there was no purpose to it. It was just kind of like, let me make these things. I'm not going to give them any knowledge. They don't know, have to know about anything on the fucking rock that they're hanging out on.
Yeah.
It is
There was only bizarre. Supposed to be... The Watchers came down. Here's my kind of interpretation, I guess.
Okay.
I think there was only supposed to be so many that were exactly contacted by heaven. And I think Enoch was appointed because of what the Watchers did. I don't know who else would have been selected as a liaison or potential just, I don't know, a messenger of sorts from heaven. But it should not have been the Watchers to come down and just start having babies with the human women.
Enoch is just a mediator at this point.
Yeah, that's all he is at this point. And then the angels are like, damn, he's good. So, Enoch, we got some stuff to show you, man. And this was still all in his original vision when he was napping by the waters of Dan.
Oh, dude, they're trying to taint him. They're trying to make him fucking evil now. They're like, hey, let me show you some fucking magic, and then God's not going to talk to you anymore.
No, not the watchers, the angels in heaven.
Oh, okay.
So Enoch's first sojourn through the cosmos. And this is what I was telling you about. There's a description in here that I'm like, that doesn't sound too far off from a black hole in space.
Look, I'm not saying it was aliens, but it was aliens.
And there's a whole bunch of descriptions here, and I'm going to try to skim through some of them and then actually read the one that really sounds like the black hole. And they took me and brought me to a place in which those who were there were like flaming fire. And when they wished, they appeared as men. Seems weird. They're just like, oh, we're fire. There's a guy. Be a guy. They brought me to a place of darkness into a mountain, the point of whose summit reached to heaven. And then he looks at all this flowing fire and fire and water just flowing all over the place, where this area where no flesh walks. When they're describing all this stuff, and if they're in space, they're not in any kind of space suit, or there's no sort of vessel that he gets on that he describes anywhere. So I'm a little bit, one part of me says, yep, you've been abducted, brother. That was a long time ago. We were abducted. They showed you some stuff, but there's no kind of description at all, unless they took it out, of any kind of vessel or clothing.
He just like floated off?
Yeah, they were just like dragging him through the cosmos.
Okay.
So I saw the treasuries of all the winds. I saw how he had furnished with them the whole creation and the firm foundations of the earth. He saw how the winds were stretched out in the vaults of heaven, their station between heaven and earth, seven mountains. There were seven mountains of magnificent stones, three towards the east and three towards the south. But that's only six. And one of Jacinth and those towards the south of red stone. But the middle one reached to heaven like the throne of God of alabaster, and the summit of the throne was of sapphire. And I saw a flaming fire. Now here's the bottomless pit. Beyond these mountains is a region, the end of the great earth. There the heavens were completed, and I saw a deep abyss with columns of heavenly fire, and among them I saw columns of fire fall, which were beyond measure like towards the height and towards the depth. Beyond that abyss, I saw a place which had no firmament of the heaven above and no firmly founded earth beneath it. There was no water upon it and no birds, but it was a waste and horrible place. I saw there seven stars like great burning mountains, and to me, when I inquired regarding them, the angel said, "This place is the end of heaven and earth. This has become a prison for the stars and the host of heaven. And the stars which roll over the fire are they which have transgressed the commandment of the Lord in the beginning of their rising, because they do not come forth at their appointed times. And he was wroth with them and bound them till the time when their guilt should be consummated, even for 10,000 years. There was nothing above it, nothing below it. It was just emptiness. And shit was stuck in it."
That sounds kind of spacey to me.
Right. And all this stuff about mountains and fire, is it different rock formations? When I was reading all this, I just kept thinking of it literally said his sojourn through the cosmos.
Yeah.
So that sounds like a vast emptiness where things get stuck. The fires, rolling fires and waters, that just sounds like other stars, suns.
Yeah, and the waters could, maybe it's like you know, like a supernova, or like a, you know how a supernova creates the fucking, what's it called? I guess it's radioactive waves. When it goes supernova, it blasts this out, and it looks beautiful. It could almost look like water.
Yeah, that whole thing's fascinating. And they just kept taking him more and more and more.
He's like, guys, I can't hold my breath this long. My eyes are getting sucked out of my face.
But this was still in the vision. He was still, his body was still napping at Dan.
Oh, they took his soul. Yep. That's why they didn't need a ship. It was just his soul.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah, man. Just floating away, man.
Astral projection.
Yeah.
And I, Enoch, alone saw the vision, the ends of all things, and no man shall see as I have seen. The seven archangels, and these are the names of the holy angels who watch. The Uriel, who is over the world and over Tartarus. Raphael, who is over the spirits of men. What?
Raphael?
Raphael. Yeah.
I didn't expect a Ninja Turtle to show up, but...
He's been there the whole time. Raguel, who's Raphael, Raguel, he takes vengeance on the world of the luminaries, Michael. He that is set over the best part of mankind and over chaos. Seraquel, who is set over the spirits who sin in the spirit. Gabriel, who is over paradise and the serpents and the cherubim. Remiel, whom God set over those who rise. So he's like St. Peter at the gates. Oh, you're here? All right, here we go. Gotta do the paperwork.
It was kind of funny because the one guy was set over the earth, like the people who are good and chaos. And it's like, okay, well, like that's a conflict of interest right here. Like, how does my man know what he's doing?
You know, Michael. Like, he set over the best part of mankind and over chaos.
Yeah, so it's like, look at all these great people. What is that? What is over there? What's happening? You know,
he's just all fucked up, dude. He can't. No wonder the world's screwed up now. He can't focus.
It's a conflict of interest. Way too much.
My man's moonlighting over here, dude.
You don't sleep. Other fallen angels, a visit to Sheol. There's so much to go through. The mountain of the Lord of Glory. The Tree of Life. The Day of Judgment.
The Tree of Life shows up in Norse mythology, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting. It's super interesting to me. I know, here we go, veering off again. But it's super interesting to me when things show up in religions from other religions. And it really makes you wonder, like, what is right and what is wrong? And, like, what, like, was this true? Was it something that they misinterpreted? Or was it just not true? Was it some hive mind that everybody just came up with the same story somehow, some way?
Right. So, who was first? Who was right? Which one is it? What are we doing?
Well, I think I said this before on the show. Like, so if Christianity is the true religion, is whatever, you know, whatever you want to call it, are you, like, is God just damning all these Hindus who never learned Christianity and they were born in India and that's what they were taught and they died knowing that? Like, he's not going to damn them, right? Not if he's a just God.
Right. So if they, so at the end of all this, if you have any knowledge at all, you're damned. Humans, mankind was not supposed to know anything. So it, could they just be talking about this, God and the angels, or are there in fact other ones? God and the angels did a bunch of stuff, and then some other gods, not Christian God, not this guy, did some other stuff and plopped their own version of mankind in the same spot on the same planet. And do they have their own, they have their own heaven? So they're going to be judged by whoever they chose? Like, can you just switch? Like, I'm God, I know you're God, but I'm going to go over to that God. Eh? You good?
Yeah.
We fine?
It's weird because I think I might have mentioned this when we did Book of Revelation, but God was a god, but there were other gods. But he was, well, you know, I read this. It was the Book of Revelation. It was the Christian Bible. So, of course, God was the highest God.
True all.
But also, I believe it's in Genesis, which is the beginning of the Bible. God says, let us make them in our image.
Really?
Yeah. So it makes people wonder, are there is there a larger amount of, is there more gods? You know what I mean?
Right.
It's, I don't know, man. Religion trips me out, man. Because, yeah. Like, I grew up Christian, and I believe that. But then I think, what if it wasn't that? What if it was, I don't know.
There is a part in all this that breaks down what other stuff, other jobs, roles that the angels play.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically, when I was reading down it, it's pretty much like all the roles of, if you break down a bunch of the Greek gods, like somebody was over the grapes and the gardens, and then somebody else was over the snows and mountains and trees, and all of them had different roles. So same exact thing with Greek gods and Roman gods. There's a bunch of them with a bunch of different roles.
Okay, so...
But these are angels with those roles, not gods.
Yeah, so what this sounds like to me, just being an idiot, it sounds to me like, let's take Norse mythology. What if, Zeus, or let's say Thor. Let's say Thor went to this group of people and he was like, look, I am the true God. All these other guys, they're just, you know, they're under me. And they do this, they're in charge of this and that and this. But I am the one true God. It almost sounds like that. Like God was like, I'm the true God. All these other dudes, they're in charge of these things, but I call them angels. They're under me. You know what I mean? Like, it kind of sounds like that. If you got a fucking angel that's in charge of good and evil, you got an angel that's in charge of, I don't even remember what all you said, but like,
right.
It sounds like you said, like Norse or Greek mythology, but the one guy who actually, you know, he was just like, I'm the guy. But these, you know, you don't listen to the, I am the guy, you know.
He's going around whispering into humans' ears, you know, Enoch, listen, hey man, they got a lot, those other guys have a lot going on, but I'm the guy you want to talk to. Yeah. Just a used car salesman, smug as hell.
Yeah, yeah. When you come back, come see me, all right? I got the good deals for you.
Here's my card.
I can get you the best discount. Not going to hell.
That's a good one, right? I mean, you can't say that's bad, right?
That's the ultimate get out of jail free, right?
Let's see. The tree of life doesn't actually talk about a tree of life. This high mountain, which thou hast seen, whose summit is like the throne of God, is his throne, where the Holy Great One, the Lord of Glory, the Eternal King, will sit when he shall come down to visit the earth with goodness. When's God come down and just hang out on a chair? Was he just light? Is he just energy? What is he doing?
Yeah, I don't know.
And as for this fragrant tree, no mortal is permitted to touch it till the great judgment, when he shall take vengeance on all and bring everything to its consummation forever. It shall then be given to the righteous and holy. Its fruit shall be for food to the elect. It shall be transplanted to the holy place, to the temple of the Lord, the Eternal King. All kinds of stuff. Let's see. From thence I went to the ends of the earth and saw there great beasts, and each differed from the other. And I saw birds also differing in appearance and beauty and voice, the one differing from the other. And to the east of those beasts I saw the ends of the earth, and whereon the heaven rests and the portals of the heaven open. And I saw how the stars of heaven come forth, and I counted the portals out of which they proceed, and wrote down all their outlets of each individual star by itself, according to their number and their names, their courses and their positions, and their times and their months, as Uriel, the holy angel, who was with me, showed me. He showed all things to me and wrote them down for me. Also their names he wrote for me, and their laws and their companies.
I'm confused. If we weren't supposed to know anything, why are these angels just being like, this is how it all works, buddy. I'm going to give you a behind the scenes.
Right. That was my question too. So like you said, you know, if the US is providing weapons to one group or both groups, so somebody got weapons from someplace originally. So the Watchers came down, like, look at this shit. Show you some enchantments, look at these roots. Look, you need to be perked up? I can get you to be awake for 36 hours in a row. Watch this.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
I was thinking ginseng, but...
Oh, okay.
Cocaine will do the trick, too. That's what the Nazis used. They stayed up for 3 days, and then they were fucked up.
Mm.
One second, Ed. So, yeah, so now Uriel is given Enoch the weapons to use against others, potentially. It doesn't explicitly say that, but now he's given him the knowledge.
Yeah, like a different form of knowledge. Like, all right, they taught us all this fucking weird, like, grinding up plants and all this shit, but I'm about to tell you, there is that fucking place up there, that's very big, okay? And I know where stars come from and all this, and I saw the fucking end of this place. I went to the end of it.
And keep in mind, this is all still in his dream.
Okay, so my man just has a dream journal here.
Well, this is what he's recalling to the Watchers.
Okay.
Uriel, show me all this stuff. Look, I know what you know now, Watchers. Semyaza, set your ass down. I know what's going on now. And from thence I went towards the west to the ends of the earth and saw there three portals of the heaven open such as I had seen in the east, the same number of portals and the same number of outlets. Finally, Enoch concludes retelling his dream vision. And as often as I saw, I blessed always the Lord of Glory, and I continue to bless the Lord of Glory, who has wrought great and glorious wonders to show the greatness of his work to the angels and to spirits and to men, that they might praise his work and all his creation, that they might see the work of his might and praise the great work of his hands and bless him forever. And then we go into the Book of Parables, dedicated to those who will come after. The first oracle, the coming of the righteous one. So they start talking about the Son of Man, the righteous one.
Mm-hmm.
And then it seems like this one's called A Future Descent of Watchers. It sounds like it's going to talk about another time when the Watchers come to Earth, but there's no more Watchers because they fucked up the first time and God's not... It doesn't seem like he appointed any other Watchers, but it just kind of tells the story over again for a bit there.
But a different time period?
And it just recalls it. It just summarizes it, it seems like.
Oh, okay.
Same people, same everything. Let's see. The four presences. And on the four sides of the Lord of Spirits, I saw four presences, different from those that sleep not. And I learned their names. For the angel that went with me made known to me their names and showed me all the hidden things. Let's see. The first voice blesses the Lord of Spirits forever and ever. The second voice I heard blessing the Elect One and the Elect Ones who hang upon the Lord of Spirits. The third voice I heard pray and intercede for those who dwell on the earth and supplicate in the name of the Lord of Spirits. And I heard the fourth voice fending off the Satans and forbidding them to come before the Lord of Spirits to accuse them who dwell on earth. Not just Satan, Satans.
I wonder if that's what they call demons or the... Maybe that's the fallen angels.
Maybe.
Because, Satan isn't his name in the Bible. And I think Satan only comes up one time in the Bible. I think his name is Lucifer. Correct?
I think so. Maybe in the translation, somehow the letters or something translated to Satan's. I mean, I don't think it wouldn't take anything out of context if you just said demons.
No, I mean, maybe it's just, I think I heard demons is derived from daemons.
Okay.
Which are, I believe they are demigods, which are... What, part human, part gods?
Well, would that be Nephilim?
Sounds like it to me.
The sons of the angels or whatever?
Well, I mean, would they be demons? Because angels, according to Christianity, are not gods. But according to a bunch of other religions, there are many gods.
Right. So they look over all these other aspects of the earth. You know, seasons and trees and wine. Looking at you, Dionysus, or however you want to say his name. The wine god.
I don't know.
So the souls of those who had been slain, the inexhaustible fountain of righteousness. He shall be the light of nations. The worldwide worship of the Son of Man. All who dwell on earth shall fall down and worship before him and will praise and bless and celebrate with song, the Lord of Spirits. And for this reason hath he been chosen and hidden before him, before the creation of the world and forevermore. So that's a little snippet of Jesus. So if this book was written 7,000 years, 6,000 years before Jesus, I mean, they already knew that there was going to be a Son of Man at some point, but they didn't know when. That's what it seems like.
It's kind of weird to me because I don't even understand why did Jesus come here? You know what I mean? Because if they knew that long ago that, look, you got to go down there. You got to die so that they don't go to hell. So why didn't he just make that a thing in the beginning? Why are you going to kill your son?
Yeah, why did all this have to happen? If you knew about the Son of God at this point, why did you wait so long? We had to get through 70. We had to get through 70 generations. Like, why?
And what happened to the people before him? That's right. What I don't understand. Well, I mean, we said it before. Like, you tell one lie when you're two, and you're just damned for all eternity.
Right. Kind of got to end this, but man, there's so much more to this entire story. I recommend going to this website, read.thebookofenoch.info, and just reading down it.
Send me that website, yeah, and I'll put it in the show notes.
What, you mean text it to you or send it to you in the
thing? Oh, either way, it doesn't matter. I'll copy it and put it down in the show notes for this one.
I'll send it to you everywhere. Without getting into heavier stuff here, I think we're pretty much going to call this episode.
Yeah, we are. We're getting there. My wife just got home. I heard a dog going nuts.
Oh, man. I mean, Noah speaks with Enoch. Enoch is actually Noah's great-grandfather because I think Lamech was Enoch's son, and then his son was... Oh, shit. No, Lamech was Enoch's grandson. Methuselah was Enoch's son. So it goes Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, and then Noah.
Well, all this gets covered in the part one, so if you guys haven't listened to part one, you should definitely listen to part one of this.
Yeah, and then Lamech is like, what the hell is wrong with my kid? So then he wasn't even in the picture. Was he the first dad to abandon his kid? First dad to leave his kid? Oh,
no. He went out for a pack of smokes.
And the angels got him.
I got to run down to the Sitgo. Get me a... Are Sitgos even a thing anymore? Or were they even a thing all across the country? I don't know.
I don't think it was all across the country. Maybe. Anyway. Man, I wish we had time. I don't want to do a third one, but we could easily do a third one on
That's
this.
Up to you, man. If you want to do a third one on it.
Let me think about that.
You know what we could do?
What?
Actually, that's not going to work, because by the time this comes out, you're already going to be... I was going to say we could have them go to our Discord and tell us if we should do a part three. But by the time this comes out, you'll have to know what you're doing.
Well, I mean, a part three could be postponed if we want to know that, because I'm on the website. My slide bar is right in the middle of the webpage.
Wow.
That's where Noah speaks with Enoch. So I could pretty much get into all that. And we could wait. I want to get into the Arcturians because there's a chance, possibly, my thought is the angels that are taking Enoch around are the aliens, the Arcturians.
That's interesting. That's interesting.
Yeah. I think, maybe, I got to get into all that.
It's tough because I kind of want to hear the rest of this story, personally. But I you know what I mean? Like...
So I'm only on chapter 65 of 105.
I think we should do a part three personally.
All right. Yeah,
and,
that's fine.
If you guys want to let us know what you think, why don't you join our Discord? We have a Discord. It's just Bring On The Weird, I guess. I don't know.
Discords are weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there is a place here where I can get the link, but it expires or some shit. I don't know.
I don't know. Well, we could... totally share it on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. Can't really link anything from Instagram. But those are the places.
Yeah. Look at that. Just rolled right into it, buddy.
We're professionals, damn it. We've been doing this for 2 years.
I think there's a lot of other podcasts who would beg to differ that we're professionals. I don't know who they are, but I'm sure they've listened and they're like, these guys are jackasses.
Almost Famous. That's us.
If you want some dope merch, go to myconspiracytees.com/bringontheweird or tpublic.com and search for Bring on the Weird.
Rate the show on Apple Podcasts and Podchaser and get yourself some stickers. We'll send them to you. Patreon.com/bringontheweird.
Yeah, buddy.
All right. Anything else?
No, I guess not. No.
Sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
All right. Stay weird, world.
And we'll see you guys next time.